If you bark, meow, quack, whinny, or have someone in the house that does, this is the talk show for you. It's the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS.
We're back here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. This week, we've got our own resident guest expert. Instead of bringing in somebody else to talk about the issue of how to properly keep fish in aquarium, there really isn't a better expert, Rick, in this marketplace than you are. So I hope it's okay, but you're going to have to do double duty and actually be the guest when it comes to talking about aquarium and fish keeping. You think you can handle that?
Okay, Lee. Yeah, I don't think I'll have a problem there. That's probably I'm not more passionate about anything more than keeping tropical fish. It's kind of what I live, breathe, and eat and swim in.
So that doesn't surprise me to have you say that. Rick, if someone wanted to start up with an aquarium, if they just caught the inclination that, you know, there's nothing more cool than having a fish tank in my house or in my room even. I love the way the fish look, the relaxing feel to it, the sound of the aerator. If someone had to buy a bare-bone setup, what are the essential ingredients that people would need equipment-wise to start an aquarium?
Well, you have to get back to what people are actually setting up the aquarium for. You know, if they want to kind of escape to nature, one thing that you'll want to do is think about if it's freshwater, and I think today's show will stay focused on freshwater. Saltwater and marine fish, reef keeping is a whole nother show, so we'll get to that at a later date. But if what you're trying to do is escape to nature, you know, one thing you might want to think about is making the tank environment capable of keeping live plants. If what we want to do is get our child to enjoy fish, we might want to keep our complexity down to a minimum and our cost down to a minimum. We can put plastic plants. We can do a model of Nemo in there. We can have kind of a fun little adventure for kids. No matter whether you're going to keep plants, not keep plants, the goal is to keep tropical fish in your living room, to have this like swimming fun. And there's not too much required to make that happen. Certainly, we want to light the tank, and it depends on whether we want plants or not as to whether we want a lot of light. We want to filter the tank. And when we talk about filtration, what we're doing is we're looking for a filter system that can do basically three things. Mechanically filter, pull stuff out so we can clean it up, throw it down the drain so it's not staying in our tank. We need a filter that can be a chemical filter. That is, if there's a little discoloration, we want it to be crystal clear. But those two filter processes aren't nearly as important as a biological filter. So when we select the tank, when we select the filter, we need a filter that can kind of grow bacteria and take care of good things. Then we should have a heater in there if we're going with tropical fish. The exception to that would be something like goldfish, you know, fancy goldfish or otherwise. And then we have the basics of just the decorations and the ornaments and such.
What about the aeration or anything like that? How necessary is that in most tanks?
Yeah, the taller the tank, the more you might want to throw an air bubble wand in there. One thing that we have that's kind of exciting is we have some LED bubble wands so that you get these air bubbles coming up. But we have this like bright, you know, this LED blue light ball bubbles that come up, and it can change the visual appearance of the tank and make it really captivating. But aeration is only necessary when you don't have agitation on the top surface or you don't have much surface area on the top surface.
Okay. And what about the gravel down at the bottom? I mean, I'm sure that that's something, but is there a difference between the different types? And what do you have to think about in regard to that?
Well, one thing that we want to do is make sure that it's at least a, you know, I'm not a big fan of having really big stones, tighter stones, a regular traditional aquarium gravel works fine. Maybe even a little finer is good, but we want to make sure that fish have an easy time, if any food does get to the bottom, that they have an easy time grabbing it and debris doesn't fall down between. There's also a tool that will help clean that up, so if the stones are too big, it's harder to get that cleaned up.
Gotcha. And Rick, I understand from talking to you that there is a four-step process that you kind of follow and educate people on to help people in terms of really achieving success with their tank. And that's really what it's all about, is that feeling that I'm successfully keeping a great, thriving environment going in my tank. Can you talk about that four-step process?
Sure. You know, I kind of empathize with every customer that comes in the store. And one thing that I know when they come in the door for the first time, they don't understand what it takes to be successful. They just know they saw an aquarium. It might have been, you know, an aquarium we have on display in public at NCG theaters, okay, or they may have been to their friend's house. They get inspired to do it, but they don't have the necessary knowledge base to go with. And the good news is it doesn't have to be overwhelming. There's four basic pillars that I've noticed that if someone does these things, they'll be successful. If somebody doesn't understand these things, they oftentimes fall off the cliff of failure and come back in with problems that may take us anywhere from a few days for a few weeks to remedy. And sometimes people, unbeknownst that good information is out there, will fail and never get into the hobby again. And that's the tragedy. So that's what I want to stop. So we have four basic principles that we go by, and we'll start when you first set up your aquarium. When you first set up your aquarium, I think it's important to understand that your tank, your aquarium environment, although enclosed and in your living room, is balanced by the same processes that occur out in nature, that bacteria and the role that bacteria play really takes care of the potential problems that are about to come. You know, fish, as they live in that enclosed environment, are going to release ammonia into the water.
Right.
And that ammonia is toxic to fish. Right. So you're like, okay, now I got a problem. I'm putting fish in my tank. Ammonia's going to accumulate. What's going to happen? Well, the good news is I like to refer to ammonia as a chemical,
right,
because it's a chemical storm.
Mm-hmm.
And so what's going to happen, and I like to refer to it as a chemical storm, because what you need to know as a hobbyist is your tank will undergo a chemical storm. The ammonia will rise up and then disappear. So the good news is that although the tank will have to go through some problem times, the good news is that within just a week or two, there will no longer be an ammonia chemical storm if you do things right.